Have they give, is it just sort of indefinite at the moment, how long you're working from home?
I'm not exactly sure, but I heard people say at least it's going on for a month, maybe at least till the middle of the April. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And I heard that it probably takes at least 6 months to have the virus come down. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All the restaurants and apart from the essential stores, like all the restaurants are going to close starting from tomorrow.
Are you in New South Wales? Is that right? I'm trying to remember.
I'm in Melbourne.
You're in Melbourne. Yeah, Victoria.
Yeah.
They were doing that. I think similar things are going to happen here. I was meant to be going to Queensland next week for 2 photo shoots. Borders have just closed in Queensland, so that's not going to happen. Probably wasn't a wise thing to do anyway, but it's just annoying, isn't it, when everything's changing. We just got to surrender. How are you going, Charlotte, with it?
Yeah, I'm good. I think you've got to be really careful not to kind of get into it too much. Like I felt Saturday I kind of switched off from it all and delved into a lot of this sort of thing, which was really helpful. And I'm really grateful for slowing down. I think it's really what the universe has been telling me to do for a really long time.
Yeah.
Yesterday, because I'm a nutritionist, I was watching lots of webinars on it to kind of clue myself up. And I've been developing an ebook and then I did a call with a lady from Italy who's a nutritionist, which is quite intense. And so my whole day was kind of in and out of this, which is really draining. It kind of zaps you out of your normal flow.
Yeah.
And work, I'm an operations manager, like at my corporate job. So I'm dealing with lots of issues relating to it. So I think it's, you just got to manage it. But no, I'm very grateful for having time, not to having to commute and to slow down and to spend more time for me. And that's fine. To do and not leap out of bed in the morning and just do something, but really just tune into me and surrender to it all, really.
Yeah.
But my mum and dad, so my dad's 70 and my mum's 65, but they were in Egypt until last week and they're on literally another planet.
Mm.
I realized how serious it was.
So yeah.
They flew back. I think they landed on Thursday and then my dad's got a cough, so I'm like panicking, but I think they're fine. But then my aunt and uncle have been in Australia and they're flying back.
Mm.
So I'm just like, be careful.
Yeah. I think everyone's trying to move back to where they want to be based for a while because we don't know when we're next going to be able to really travel around.
Yeah. And I just feel sorry for anyone here who's not on a permanent, who's not on a permanent visa. I'm lucky to have PR that, because if you leave, you can't get back in the country.
Yeah.
So no, I'm doing okay, but I think I feel very lucky that I've gained conscious awareness over the last few years. So,
Yeah, beautiful. This is the time to draw on all the tools, and what we're going to be talking about today, I think, will help us a lot with it all as well.
Yeah, and I think it's good to shake up energy. I just went up, it was really raining and I've got a massive hill near my house and I was like, I need to get out before we start this call. So I just went down this hill in the rain, but it was actually really
nice. Natalie, how are you feeling? Are you working from home?
I'm not at the moment. So I work in government and so we're still going. But I've actually felt that this is such a good lesson for us to let go and really accept what is. Like there's nothing that we can really, there's so much out of our control. There's things that we can do within our control, but it's, I think, such a great lesson for us to just let go. I've really felt that. So I think I felt like last Friday I was just totally exhausted because that's all everyone's talking about. And I don't know, you go to the cafe and that's what we talk about. And I was exhausted. So I feel like I'm just really going with the flow. I mean, whatever happens, I think we just have to adapt and do our very best. But it makes, I've felt so grateful for the small things which I have taken for granted, like just going to get a coffee in the morning. I'm just so thankful for it, So I think it just makes us appreciate what's really important and the small things in life. And I think this whole experience will change us in a lot of ways, to realize what, how much we have and what's really our priorities, I think. But, I feel like every day is so different. Like, I feel like if I miss the news for a day, I've missed out on a lot.
Oh, it's changing every day really quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm good. I'm good. I feel like I'm just, you know, just doing my best and like adapting really.
Yeah.
But I do feel for small businesses, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the surrender and the letting go for everyone at the moment is huge, and it's affecting everyone in different ways, but we're all impacted. I even heard someone on the news reading last night, and she just wrapped up the news with, "We're all in this together." And I was like, yeah, actually the entire world is in this together, which is crazy, because when we had the bushfires, it was sort of felt like it was Australia, but people were helping out, and often things happen in parts of the world, but this is the entire world. So it's a pretty monumental thing. And we're not going to talk about it for the whole session. Don't worry. But I just wanted, I wanted everyone to, if you, you know, to have a chance just to share and what's going on and how you're feeling, but it's nice to hear everyone's in a fairly good space around it at the moment. Beautiful. Okay, so I think people are going to be logging in and out at different points, but we'll get ourselves started. So today's class is going to be super delicious because we're talking about coming deeper into our feminine through sensuality, pleasure, play, joy, and embodiment. And before I was coming on to, let me actually just put myself on pin spotlight video. I don't know what the difference is between. Does anyone know the difference between pin and spotlight on Zoom?
I think pin is when you pin one person and maybe spotlight's on the person that's speaking.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Okay, let's try this. All right. I'm standing up as well to run this class because I just really felt like I wanted to be fluid and free as I was teaching it. So I'm hoping my computer doesn't topple at any point. But I was, you know, before, you might have seen on my stories if you have happened to watch them, but before coming into this class, I really wanted to anchor into the energy of what I wanted to teach you, because I have been really up in my head with everything that's been going on. And so I did this sort of hour-long embodiment practice before coming on today with just like the blinds down and music and beautiful smells and like my oils and sage and candles and dancing into my hips. And the place I dropped into was actually, I'll be honest, a place I feel like I haven't been in quite a few weeks, of just that beautiful, calm, grounded, embodied space where my mind wasn't noisy and I felt really safe and surrendered and at peace. And I thought that was so beautiful. I'm so glad that this is what we're covering today, because I think these tools will be really supportive with navigating uncertainty, navigating, you know, when our mind starts to get activated, when we don't know what's going on, using what we're going to be covering today to come into our body and find a connection with ourselves, and also be able to activate beautiful feelings of pleasure and joy and fullness and wholeness within ourselves is going to be really nourishing for us all. I'm just going to, before I get distracted, move on. Where is my, I was just going to check if I was going to actually try pin. I wanted to see the difference of it because I tried spotlight. I think it's exactly the same. Okay. Just give me a minute. Okay. So, I mentioned also in the Facebook group, hi Sarah, I've seen you logging on, nice to see you. I mentioned also in the Facebook group, and it's no pressure if you didn't see that post, but there's a couple little exercises I'm going to guide you through today. And there'll be some movement practice and also some sensual eating and some a couple of other things. But if there's anything you want to grab at any point, I have brought chocolate because I'm going to use that as my prop. I've done this before with strawberries. Strawberries are really good, or any type of fruit, or actually any food you can really do it with. But if at any point before we do that, or at any stage, you want to go off and grab anything, or you can always just do the exercise in the replay another time. And if at different points as I'm moving through exercises, I'll give you the option if you want to turn off audio or video so that you can feel really private in your own space and not like anyone's looking at you or anything. So I'll let you know, we'll go into different exercises together. But where I want to begin is with a meditation, but I'm going to do a meditation that's a little bit different and has a little bit more of a femme feel to it, rather than sort of rigid. Because actually what's interesting is consciousness and stillness, you know, that still, that what we sort of learn through meditation, which is stillness and presence and space holding, is actually a masculine quality. And there's nothing wrong with that. But anytime we bring in movement and flow, we make it more of a feminine practice. So I'm really wanting to integrate the two today. So with the meditation, I'm going to guide you through, totally up to you how you want to follow it. Do it in your own way. If you do feel you want to stand up, you're welcome to turn off your video or leave your video on, whatever you want, and do it standing up, or you can do it sitting down, whatever you feel. But we're just going to start with closing down our eyes. Let me just make sure my volume's up. Yep. Closing down our eyes. And just taking a couple of deep breaths. And I always find personally when I start doing this, I just feel drawn to put my hands on my body. It just helps me connect. So whether you feel to put your hand on your heart, or I felt to go to my solar plexus today, or even your lower belly or your hips, wherever you feel. And with your breath, just feeling that part of your body behind your hands, just raise and fall with your breath. If you want to give like an out, open mouth exhale, just to let go as you're breathing out, it's really nice. Make a bit of sound even with that exhale. And with every breath, just coming deeper into the body. And I personally just feel to sway a little bit as I'm starting this, just to feel a bit of a connection to my hips. You can even be sitting and moving your hips a little bit. And I've also just got my hands just moving gently, circling over my belly. I'm just feeling my breath go right down into my lower belly and right into my hips. And with movement, always with the feminine, it's super intuitive. So it's just whatever you feel. What's so nice is we can have like the stillness of our consciousness with the movement of our body at the same time. With every breath, just feeling your body more. Breathing into any part that you feel disconnected from. Any part that feels tight. And even I'm rolling my shoulders a little bit just to get some movement in there. And also, as we did in our previous meditation, feeling the weight of the lower body. So the lower body is quite heavy and is holding us, while the upper body can feel quite light and expansive. if you want, just bringing your hands onto your heart, just to connect into your heart space before we get started today. And just feeling proud of yourself for being here, for making this time for yourself. So if you want to, give your body a little bit of a shake. Whatever you feel, you don't have to do any of this if you don't want. It's fully just trusting if there's any way that your body just feels to move a little bit. Just to shake off anything from the day or feel fully ready to come into the session today. Righty. Beautiful. Let's see if I can turn that light up a little bit. I feel like my sun's going to go down soon, but that's okay. All right, let's talk about, where am I going to start today? Let's talk about pleasure. And where I want to open up is, you know, where we're going to start our conversation is exploring our relationship to pleasure, to the word pleasure, to practicing pleasure, to prioritizing pleasure. And as I'm moving through this first part of the class, just be noticing and becoming aware of what's arising for you around this conversation and make note of anything that you're feeling or that's coming up. But I think it's so important as women, and this is such a big part of coming into our feminine, that we look at what our relationship is to pleasure and whether pleasure and how we feel and feeling good is a priority to us and is what is leading and guiding our lives. Because when we're in our masculine, our primary focus is purpose, outcomes, results, goals, to do, actions. And that can cause us to prioritize those things over what feels good. Now, I know sometimes when we think about being in our feminine, we're like, well, if I just did what feels good all the time, I would never get anything done. But I think where I want to open up with this is first just bringing a deeper awareness to how everything feels to you. Because what I've noticed is when I get busy and I focus on my to-dos, I actually completely disconnect from how everything feels. I'm not even paying attention. I'm not even paying attention to whether or not it feels good to be in this moment. It's just, I need to do this and this has to get done. So actually starting to bring awareness to how everything feels, what feels good in your body and what doesn't, what does it feel like in your body when something does feel good, when you get that almost signal from your body of like, yes, I enjoy this, I like this, I'm feeling good in this moment. And even just, yeah, becoming aware of your, like, of how aware and connected you are to how everything feels. Even before coming onto the class today, like, I was tuning into this, I was like, do I feel to sit down and teach or do I feel to stand up and teach? And I'm like, well, sitting down makes sense and that's how I typically teach and that's how I should do it. But I was like, no, like, I feel to be free and fluid and I feel movement today. So I'm following what would feel most pleasurable in how I want to teach this class. Same with my outfit. I tried on like 10 different things and I'm like, it doesn't matter what it looks like. I want to feel like I need the right feeling in it. So this is when we kind of invite the feminine in to be a part of what we're doing when we're also tuning into how it feels at the same time. And so being in our feminine is about paying closer attention to our body, our body's experience of everything. Because again, what I've found from being in my masculine, and this happens to me when I'm working, like, it's almost like I'm just ahead. Like, I just am like, blah, 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 doing everything. And I don't even know, like, how is my body feeling? And am I feeling good in this moment? So it's an integration. Got a kid out there with a whistle. It's nice and loud. Thanks for that. And also to look at the times that we sometimes are forcing ourselves to do things, even when our body says this doesn't feel good to me, we override it and make ourselves do it anyway. And so sometimes when we think about prioritizing our pleasure, you know, we have stories come up like that's selfish, that's self-focused, that is indulgent, we feel guilty about it, we feel like prioritizing what feels good isn't productive and isn't going to get us anywhere. But this is our life and it is here to be enjoyed. And again, when we're bringing a masculine energy where it's all about outcome, destination, like where are we getting to and how quickly can I get there? And we talked about this a little bit in last class, but the feminine is more like, how good can this feel along the way? How much can I enjoy this as I'm doing it? Because I want my life to feel good. And also, how can I make this thing that maybe I have to do even more pleasurable to me? You know, an example, I've started making, like when I have to do my tax and my BAS reporting and my GST and all those things, I try to make that like as pleasurable as possible, which sometimes means I do it with a glass of wine or I play music or I sit in, maybe I put on some like actual like lingerie. Sometimes I have done that, even though it's a bit weird, or sit in a really comfy, nice, cozy place. I try to bring in as much pleasure around that activity as possible because it's something I have to do, but I invite my feminine in to be a part of it. And I remember hearing there's a woman named Monica Yates, and I've put her podcast in your list of recommended resources. Her podcast is Feminine as F, U-C-K. And she had said, you know, the masculine, a man is driven by purpose. So a man can actually go for a very long period of his life, if not all of his life, working towards his purpose and feel very fulfilled by that. And not actually really need a relationship or not be worried about whether or not he's in a relationship. He's so fulfilled by his purpose. But she was saying for women, we can strive for purpose and we can get that and it will be very fulfilling, but we'll always feel like something is missing if we don't also have love and connection. Because women are wired for love and connection and it's incredibly important to us and we can deny it all we want. But as a woman, I know that feeling of thinking that the outcomes were going to give me that feeling I was wanting. But a lot of it feels empty if we don't also have love and connection or pleasure in there as well. So I want you to take a moment. I'm going to get all like gooey in this thing today. I just feel like it'd be really flowy. I want you to take a moment to bring to mind the time that you remember feeling a lot of pleasure in your body. Just close your eyes and allow yourself to think of this time. Just trust whatever comes up. Doesn't have to be sexual pleasure. Could have been related to eating something. A beautiful feeling of sun on your skin, lying at the beach, or diving into the ocean, or getting into a bed with crisp, clean sheets, or sitting in a delicious hot bath, or eating some chocolate, whatever feels good to you. But it might be something, it can be as X-rated as you want. Take a moment just to bring to mind when you last remember feeling, or a key time you remember feeling pleasure in your body. And just bring that memory to mind and just play it through your mind for a minute and just remember what your body was feeling. Really turn it up, turn up the dial on that and let yourself feel it. Really notice, what did that pleasure feel like in your body? What was happening in your body? How was your body moving? Were you making sounds? Were you smiling? Was there a warmth? Was there tingles? And I actually, I mean, I was thought I probably should have put this in the workbook, but I forgot to put these questions in. But if you haven't explored it now, if anyone watching the replay, these are two questions I want you to explore. To write out when you remember feeling pleasure in your body, and then to spend some time imagining that, and then to describe in as much detail as you can what that pleasure felt like in your body. And do you know what the really beautiful thing is? Even just remembering these things can reactivate the feeling. This might be a little bit of an overshare, but you know, oh well. My boyfriend has done his hypnotherapy training. He learned hypnotherapy, and he follows this guy online that hypnotizes women into orgasm. Very interesting. And my boyfriend can't do that, even though he's hoping that he can eventually. But he did this little exercise with me, which was just about helping you feel pleasure in your body. It was a little guided exercise similar to this, remembering a time and anchoring it in. It didn't have to be sexual pleasure, it was just anything. And I remember just feeling this beautiful warmth and these tingles and this joy. And it was like my heart was open and I was smiling. And in that moment, nothing externally had created that feeling. It was all through me activating it within myself. And so these are beautiful things to do, is to know what brings us pleasure, to know what pleasure feels like, and then to prioritize practicing it. We'll talk more about actually experiencing pleasure through our body later on. But I also just want you to, be taking time after this class, just be thinking about how you feel about prioritizing experiencing pleasure, and how much of your life and what you choose to give your energy to is based on what feels good versus perhaps what needs to get done and should get done. And so it's just important for us as women that what feels good is becoming more important than, or we're finding ways to make it feel good to us. It's a big, big part of coming into our feminine. So you might also be already be noticing it, but I want you to be reflecting on what are the blocks to you experiencing more pleasure. Sometimes shame is there for us, particularly around a conversation like sexual pleasure. And, you know, coming into this program, nothing's really off the table. So if any of it doesn't resonate or triggers you, feel free to leave it. But I'm just going to talk freely around this whole conversation because I want us to be free as women to talk about whatever we feel. But sometimes shame does come up around that, and that's totally okay. And that, you know, that was very much my experience when I was younger. I felt a lot of that around allowing myself to fully feel pleasure and the fullness of that in my body. Sometimes we feel self-conscious. We might feel afraid. It might feel like a foreign or uncomfortable feeling sometimes. We might have stories, like I was saying before, about it being indulgent or like a waste of time just to feel good, or selfish if we're prioritizing us feeling good over, say, helping someone else, you know. Sometimes, you know, and my experience of really embracing my sensual pleasure, my body and all of that has only been relatively recent for me. It's definitely a period of time for me where I felt a lot of discomfort around it, and I would often feel a little bit rigid and a little bit clunky around it. It wasn't very flowy and like just embodied. It was a bit like, oh, you know, like robotic. So it's just important to notice what's coming up as we talk about this. Look at my light. Look how that just popped in. That's beautiful. Love bright light. Don't get distracted by the light, Connie. But what's really important if you're wanting to deepen your experience of pleasure, and like I said, I'll take you through a lot of stuff around this today, is that first of all, we have a why behind it. Like, what is the reason why? What is your intention behind wanting to amplify the pleasure that you feel in your life or in your body or in your relationships or in your work? Because when that voice comes up that says to us, oh, this is selfish or this is indulgent or this is uncomfortable, it's important that we can bring in another voice that says, no, but remember why you want to do this. Remember why this is important to you. And I know for me, it was Well, one, it was like, I just want to enjoy life more. But two, I know personally how magnetic I become when I'm feeling pleasure in my body. I feel feminine. I feel alive. I feel radiant. So for me, and also I think I wanted to push my edge, you know, I wanted to see where I could go in my body, and how much pleasure I could actually feel and experience. So it's important to be feeling into yourself why this feels important to you and in what area of life it feels important to you. It's okay to take it really slow. Depending on where you're at, we'll all be at different places with it. But whatever you're practicing around pleasure, totally fine to take it really slow. And to work, and I'll talk about coming into your body now, but to work to be in your body rather than in your head. Because this is the whole point of pleasure too, is it actually really brings you into the body. Because you're like amplifying the body's experience. And so it pulls you into deeper connection with those sensations. And usually what will cause us to kind of clam up around pleasure is if we're in the head kind of looking at the body, having the pleasure, and we're analyzing it. Versus when you're in your body, it's like the head's pretty much silent. You're just fully in the body's experience. So continue to, it's about continuing to come back to the moment and the sensation. We'll talk more about this when we go through the exercises, and also breathing through discomfort. So one of the tendencies when we feel uncomfortable in our body is to escape. We sort of stop breathing, we clam up, and we just like fight or flight, get me out of here. And instead the practice is the opposite, which is staying put, connecting more, and breathing into what's coming up for us. And as I kind of found before, when I was reminded about the power of coming into my body and coming into my pleasure, the more you are in your body, the less loud those voices in your mind are. They actually stop ruling you. I actually think one of the greatest solutions to a noisy mind is just getting into the body. The mind completely turns down. And, you know, when we're encountering things like fear and resistance and all that negative self-talk, when you're fully in the body, that stuff just, it dials right down. So I want to talk about getting into the body and some sensuality stuff. But before I do, I just want to open up and see if anyone has anything they want to share on that. Any reflections, anything that came up, anything you want to share from any of those little sort of little mini exercises we did. Yes, Sarah.
Is that working?
Yeah, let me just
amazing.
Let me just make sure I'm not pinned. No, I don't think I am.
I'm on my phone, so I'm like, how do I operate this? What came up, and I found this a lot before, is when it comes to pleasure, there's quite a few things. So first off is, I guess you see people in the media and even I guess online, there's a lot of, I guess, life coaches, if you will, that kind of specialize in this area. And then you think that your pleasure and your sensuality has to be a certain way or has to look a certain way. So I found that previously when I guess I've tried to come more into my body or connect more with my pleasures, I've done it kind of how I see it externally, not actually what I want. And what also came up quite strongly is I don't feel like I deserve it. And I don't know how to explain this, is I feel unfeminine. When I hear the word pleasure, I think that's to do with like being so in my masculine. But when it comes up, I feel like because that's not me at the moment, I don't feel feminine, if that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the word pleasure triggers a feeling of not being in your feminine.
I feel more unfeminine. I don't even know if my English is right now, so sorry, but I feel unfeminine when I hear the word or when I hear anything around it, and it's kind of like a bit of a slap in the face, if that kind of makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I feel quite masculine when I hear the word. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So in what you've witnessed with people who are modeling what sensuality and pleasure and all this looks like, and they're these wonderful role models of it, and I compare myself to them as well. So outside of that, have you uncovered anything that you have found actually feels like pleasure to you for yourself uniquely outside of how people are modeling it?
Well, I think, like, for example, something that I noticed today is because my energy levels have been quite low and they're slowly starting to build up. So, for example, today I was able to go for a walk longer than what I have in a really long time. I felt quite strong in my body, and that, I guess, like, that felt pleasurable, even though I guess feeling strong can be considered masculine. But the fact that I could, like, feel, I don't know, my body's strength, like, that felt really good. So that's, I guess, an example that, you know, typically wouldn't be considered pleasurable.
Yeah. Well, I think this is perfect as a foundation for us moving forward, that this really is about, it's like such a journey of self-discovery and self-understanding and self-connection. Like, it's your own personal experience of pleasure, like whatever it is that it feels like for you. I don't think there is any right or wrong. And even if
that's what I've been doing, is that there's a right way or a wrong way. And then when I'm comparing myself, obviously, and thinking, no, this is the way it has to be, I'm just, you know, you just stay in your head. Like you said before, you're in your head kind of looking at it downwards, and it's just like it completely pointless.
Yeah. Okay. So that feeling of being strong in your body felt good. Can you think of another example when you've been like, it has felt like pleasure to you in your own body?
I think when I'm around people that really get me, and I'm talking about things that really light me up, and like, I love being just around empowering women who just really, I guess, get each other. Like, I did a circle training a few years ago, and I just felt really, I guess I hate this word, but authentic, like when I was there, because I just kind of felt like I could be myself, and I was just in my power.
So I think part of what could be really interesting, and I want everyone to take it on from this class in their own kind of way, is almost like go on like a discovery journey of what pleasure means to you and what pleasure feels like to you. And I would say any time you notice it, make a little, like, maybe it's like a little running list in your journal, and make note of it, and make note of the feeling, because it's the feeling that's important. Like, there's a feeling that these things activate that feel good to us. And I think pleasure is like this full, like, it's a full spectrum of things. And you might find as you embrace these forms of pleasure, then other ones open up that previously you didn't feel you could access, and now suddenly you can access them because you've leaned more into your own definition of pleasure, and it's dropped any resistance around what it needs to look like. So that can actually be like, even just, I think, the next couple of weeks to everyone's like this discovery journey of like, yeah, what does pleasure mean to me? And when do I feel it? And why did that create that feeling? And how did that feel in my body? Thank you.
I want to also share something. I find it pretty surprising when I'm reflecting what pleasure means to me, because initially I thought I'm such an independent person who don't actually need much people around me. But then when I'm reflecting back my pleasure time, I feel like it's always related to people. For example, even if just like a chat or just making fun of each other, engage with the people around me, I feel a lot of pleasure about that. It's not actually when I achieve an outcome, when I get something that I really want for a long time. So yeah, I guess probably because sometimes I just want to achieve something so much so that my pleasure is numbed. So I kind of push myself away from how I'm feeling. Instead, I just want to achieve what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is very interesting.
Yeah, and it's so beautiful because at your essence, you're very feminine, which is why that feeling of connection and love is so fulfilling, right? Because the feminine in you, like, it really enjoys that. But perhaps the your mind or the patterns of behavior you've picked up throughout your life are telling you, no, achievement's important. You don't forget about that connection. Just go for the goals. But you know, in your heart, because you have a feminine heart and a feminine essence, the most nurturing and nourishing feeling is that connection and that play and that fun with people.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like trusting that more and following that more. And I really feel like we've talked about this with you in the last class, that you're on this beautiful journey of shifting out of that, needing to do everything independently and really letting people in.
Yeah, exactly. Because sometimes I feel like it's such a dilemma. So, for example, if we want to do something, it's just more efficient if we cut off the time, hang out with people.
Mm-hmm.
But then if we don't take some time off with others, then we probably won't feel the pleasure and won't take care of our feelings. Absolutely. So I'm think I need to find like a good balance between masculine and family.
Yeah, beautifully said. Beautifully said. There's definitely times where it's just like, you know what, things need to get done. I need to get on with it. But then there's times you recognize, oh, I'm craving that connection. It might mean I have to put everything down and go and prioritize that because my feminine's asking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. Anyone else feel to share?
I'll share. I think it's interesting because whenever I think about pleasure, my mind goes to more sexual pleasure rather than feeling pleasure in your everyday life.
Uh-huh.
And it actually made me really sad because I think, like, I was having a conversation with my psychotherapist on Friday, and she thinks that I was really, a lot of my health issues with my spine actually started when I was just entering puberty because my body didn't want to go into its feminine, because based on the thing from last week is that everything I think that I learned from my mum about the feminine is negative. Or a lot of the things. So, but then I just came up with a memory from when I was 18, 19 years old and talking about me with, I was talking with a boyfriend about why I found it really hard to orgasm. And it just made me really sad that I've missed out on all of this pleasure for so many years of my life because I've really struggled to feel in my body. So I think I've really struggled. If you say, when do you feel pleasure? I actually really struggle to identify different times, which is sad, but actually it's also a huge opportunity that I'm now here doing this, and so I have it for the rest of my life.
Yes, which is why it's like, again, bringing this playful attitude of discovery, like, oh my gosh, now like I get to discover what's pleasurable to me. Like, let me go and experiment. And we'll talk about this as we move through with different ways we find pleasure through the senses. You can actually experiment with a lot of different things and just be noticing, does this feel good in my body? Does this not? Like, actually, there can be a huge new journey that can open up from here that can be really exciting.
No, I agree. And I think my parents made me think that kind of pleasure was bad. Well, that's my interpretation I took from them. So really starting back and just really taking time for me and to really realize how do I want to feel. And actually I was trying to do some work on Saturday and I wrote down some words. Well, how do I want to feel when I do this? And one word I wrote down was sensual, and it really helped it happen.
And nice.
Yeah, it was good.
Beautiful. I was at a sexuality workshop on the weekend, and the teacher there, she's 50. She says she didn't have her first orgasm until she was 40. She had a whole lot of stuff that was in the way for her. And so she's been on this beautiful healing journey and coming to tantra and everything. But there's a lot of stuff that us as women are working through in our bodies around pleasure, around a whole range of stuff. So that's why this conversation is so powerful and so beautiful. And there'll be a lot of stuff we'll cover as we move through that will be practical things that you can be exploring and experimenting with.
Yeah. And I just started reading the David Deda book.
Yes,
reading it last night or the night before. So I got lay in bed reading it this morning, feeling very indulgent.
Good, look at that, just like indulgent, like, yeah, I'm gonna just soak this up.
Yeah, I said to myself, what do I want to do this morning? And I said, read this book.
Beautiful. And just following that is the journey. I love it. I'm just going to turn my light down a little bit because I look like I'm a ghost. Anyway, all right, beautiful. Let's keep going because I'm mindful. I'm trying to keep myself on time. Let's click to spot live video. Let's go to we're going to start going into sensuality now. Let's talk a bit about that, and let's talk about a bit about coming into the body. So this is one of the hardest things, right? Because coming into the body requires us to feel. And I know, being a woman who spent so many years in my head, this is why we stay up in our heads, because coming into the body means feeling. And sometimes coming to the body means feeling whatever is there as we start to drop in. And it's not always pleasure. It's not always good feelings. Sometimes it's discomfort or it's pain or it's emotion. And so sometimes what happens is we'll start to kind of come in, and then there'll be like little warning signals to go off in the body that this is uncomfortable, I don't want to do this. And we pull ourselves out and we stay up in the mind. So the mind is a great tool for keeping us out of the body. And there's a whole heap of reasons and a whole heap of sometimes life experiences we've had which impact how safe we feel to be in our body. So we need to have a lot of compassion for that. And it's never something we want to push or rush. But I mean, I remember getting to a point where I was kind of like, okay, well, I have two options. I'm either just going to stay in my head forever because I feel safe up there and I feel in control and I'm not going to feel, or I'm going to have to find the courage. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm with this body forever, for my entire life. Like, this is the one relationship, the one thing I'm going to have forever. And I want to be able to be in her. I want to be able to be fully embodied in her and have the courage to listen to what's going on for her and feel what's going on for her and face what's in there. So it's sort of, it's the more challenging, vulnerable, scary, courageous path. But that's why you're all here, because we all know there's only so long we can go avoiding all that stuff. So it is a couple of things that have helped me over the years to be able to come into my body after a long time of not being able to get in is, obviously we know it's feeling, but what helped me initially with having the courage to feel was to set some type of container around that allowed me to feel very safe. So if I was having an emotion or feeling something in my body or just being like, I want to connect with my body and see what's in there, I would set up a safe space that would have like candles and the blinds down, and I'd play some music and I'd go somewhere where I wouldn't be interrupted. And maybe I would just set a timer for 10 minutes. And the structure of the timer is like the structure of the masculine that provides a safe space for your feminine to open. So if you're feeling like your feminine doesn't feel safe to feel, or is almost that fear of like, if I begin to feel this is going to go on forever, or I'm going to lose the plot, it's going to overtake me. I actually found, okay, I'm going to set aside 10 minutes to just practice feeling. And it would be closing my eyes and just simply breathing into whatever the body's experiencing, breathing into the sensations, breathing into the tightness, breathing into the emotion. If possible, putting your hand on the place where you feel it, and even just paying attention to what the sensation is. So I think we'll talk about this in one of the other classes, but describing like what the sensation is. So, you know, there's this tightness in my chest, or there's this knot in my belly, or there's this heaviness that I'm feeling, or there's this flutter in my throat, or this weight on my shoulders, whatever it is. And actually really identifying what the sensation is in the body, and then sort of asking yourself, okay, and what's the emotion that's in there? What can I sense might be the emotion that's in that sensation? And that's usually just where I would start. Sometimes that was enough for me. It was just to be like, okay, there's this like crazy feeling in my chest, this tightness, this knot, this darkness. And it feels like fear. It feels like the emotion that's in there is fear. And sometimes I would just start with that, and I would just start with breathing into that fear and being with it. As I practiced that more and I became more safe being with my emotions, I could then unpack it more and ask more questions like, what's this fear about? How long has this fear been here for? What am I afraid of? Where did this fear come from? And actually, I could explore the emotion even more. So starting that kind of practice of actually listening to my body and creating a safe container, just to be going in regularly and feeling and listening, really helped me personally when I was struggling to come into my body. Movement, we're going to do a little movement exercise in a little bit. Movement is a massive one. So actually when you have emotion, like moving with it through your body and actually allowing the energy of that emotion to move through your body and be expressed, can actually really help, because what keeps it stuck is like when we just push it down there and we don't feel it. I think that was the, so keep helping the feminine feel safe by creating a safe container, starting with the sensation in the body, the emotion, and using your breath, and then unpacking it a little deeper, and then also using movement. I have used movement to release huge amounts of rage. So rage is a really hard one for us as women. And if I'm ever feeling rage, it is like music on and just like whatever movement wants to come through my body to let that rage release. Sometimes it's screaming into pillows, sometimes it's punching things, but it's, I think it's playing with a few of these different approaches to see what allows you to drop in a little bit deeper to the body's experience. But movement, let's talk about movement, particularly sensual movement. And I'm going to do a little exercise with you because I think we're just going to do it. So what does it mean to move in a sensual way? Again, whatever your definition is, doesn't need to be the way I describe it and doesn't need to be any right or wrong way. But particularly with sensual movement, it's like slowing everything down and like softening the edges a little bit is when we can bring a little bit more of sensuality to our movement. Whether it's, you know, you all might have seen my Instagram or heard it on my podcast or my Instagram where I talked about the tarot reader who told me to walk in my hips rather than my shoulders. And I even noticed this, like I still like walk quite rigid, you know, and it's a real practice to actually come down into my hips and kind of walk with a bit of a sway. Or I used to really struggle with quite like slow, soft movement when I would dance. I was very much just used to my party days where it was just kind of like quite a rigid kind of like dance move. And it's taken a lot of practice to actually slow down my movements and let them become, you know, much more fluid. But then we can bring that to everything, to the way that we make a cup of tea. We can bring a slowness, we can bring a softness, we can bring a more sensual energy, more of a delicate movement. We can become more present to how our body's moving as we're doing that, as we're doing the dishes. Alison Armstrong is an incredible teacher of some masculine, feminine stuff. She has a, is it the Queen's Code she has? I'm pretty sure I'm trying to think which one she did. I think it's the Queen's Code she did, but she, yeah, has some great resources and she has a website. I think her website is understandmen.com. I think that's her URL. But she was actually saying when women do slow repetitive movements, say like wiping a bench or doing the dishes, she said it actually activates oxytocin for us. Isn't that crazy? So women have oxytocin, which is that pleasure, like love hormone, activated when we do these types of slow, soft, repetitive movements. So she said she always hand washes the dishes and she hand washes them real slow and takes her time because it actually is building oxytocin in her body. She's like, that's why you'll see a woman, you know, just like going around cleaning surfaces and pottering around the house and tidying things up and doing all this little stuff because without realizing she's actually building oxytocin in her body. And I was like, wow, that's crazy cool. That's really interesting. So these kind of like, we can actually bring that even like, you know, imagine you're cooking a meal and you're just like slowly stirring it for a while. Can bring a lot of sensuality to the way that we move our body. So after this, we're going to go into sensuality in a couple of different ways, but I want to do a movement thing and we're going to do it. You totally can turn your video off. Don't feel any pressure to have to be seen. I'm going to be the only one that's going to be goofy and be seen here because I'm demoing. You know, so funny. Like I used to be mortified dancing in front of people. I think pole dancing really helped me with it, to be honest. When I first started pole dancing, oh my God, I was like a robot. My boyfriend was always like, you're a bit rigid. Like I was just like, the more you do this stuff though, the more like it becomes more comfortable to be in your hips and to be in your hands and, you know, to move in a head roll and all that stuff. So I'm going to encourage you, if you all feel to do it, totally up to you how you want to participate. But I'm going to play a song and we're going to dance. And you can, like I said, turn off your, I think your audio is off. You can turn off your video if you want to just be in your own little vibe. And the intention of this is not to dance in a pretty way. I would encourage you to close your eyes. It is to feel. And the way that I've sort of learned how to do sensual movement is to feel like the music landing in my body and the music moving my body. And you know, however you feel to do it, you might not feel to do much. You might just sort of want to sway to it. You might really want to like get into your hips. You might do whatever you feel. But the sort of intention of this is to sort of feel the music and focus on, if you feel to, on the hip area, because I find letting the music really land into the hips and letting us really drop into the hips when we move really brings us into our body. And then just those sort of, yeah, feeling through some of those softer, slower, more fluid kind of movements. But again, you do what you feel because you're totally free to do it any way you want. So I'm going to play a song. At any point you can't hear it. I'm hoping this is going to work for me to play it through my computer. Right. Everyone hear that song? You might even just start hearing the song for a while and just like feeling into the song before you move. Use your breath as well. Be breathing the whole thing.
So tired. And it's going down. I keep me. Thank you.
Take a couple of deep breaths into your body. Remember, whatever that experience was for you, there's no right or wrong, no way that needed to happen. And it might be something that you revisit, depending on how it felt to you. I personally try to dance almost every day these days because it's just the one thing that just gets me into my body. I personally like had tingles all up my legs through that. I just was like, woo! Beautiful. So that might be something, depending what came up for you, and we'll open up for chat in a little moment, but depending what came up for you through that, that might be something you want to lean into as a practice to experiment more with. We'll open up in a minute to talk about how that felt for you all. But let's talk a little bit more about sensuality now, because movement is one aspect of sensuality. But I have a little definition here of sensuality. Oh, look, my hair went all messy after that. Who cares? So sensuality is our ability to connect to, awaken and embody pleasure through sight, taste, smell, touch, and sound. So as women, we can awaken pleasure simply through our senses. Now, I don't think men have the ability to do this in the same way that we do, and I think it's one of the many gifts of being a woman. Like, for example, like I'm a Taurus, so I'm super sensual. Like, we're a really sensual sign. So if anyone comes over to my house, it's like candles and dim lighting and cook a nice meal and lamps are on and music's going and cushions are all plump so everyone's ready to sit down. And, you know, my boyfriend walks in and he throws the cushion on the ground. He's like, oh, that's annoying. And it's like, can you turn the lights on? It's so dim in here. I'm like, what's that music? That music's so annoying. You know, men just don't. I don't think they really feel pleasure in their bodies in the same way that we do around sensuality. So I think we're very lucky as women, and I think this is the purpose of our body as women, is to actually feel pleasure through our body. I think it's one of our beautiful gifts. So we have the senses. We have touch, taste, sound, smell, and sight. Am I getting that right? Yeah. Is that all of them? And I take you through something in the workbook where what I get you to do, let's actually go through in the order I've got it in the workbook, is to look at each of your senses. And this is a really good way to uncover what brings pleasure to your body, is to work through it from the perspective of senses. So what brings pleasure to your eyes? Sight. What do you like to look at? I personally am big on beauty. Like, my home has to feel beautiful visually. Do you enjoy looking, you know, at nature, at sunsets or sunrises, at pieces of art? Do your eyes enjoy candlelight or soft lighting? Do you love morning light? Do you like to have, you know, flowers around you? What visually brings pleasure to you? And this is it. It's just such an interesting way to start to uncover it, because there'll be things visually that we prefer and enjoy more than other things. So that's actually, you know, creating a life that is filled with pleasure is about knowing what brings pleasure to each of your senses and then filling your life with that, filling your home with that, surrounding yourself with that. You know, I'm even the type of person, like, I have to have a pretty desktop background on my computer because visually, you know, what I'm taking in really impacts how I feel. And yeah, my home has to really look a certain way or else, like, I just don't feel that good in my body. So, you know, do you like things to be clean and ordered? Do you like things to be symmetrical? Do you like things to all be put in their place? You know, how visually do you like your environment to look and feel? And yeah, do you prefer to look at mountains or flowers or blue skies or maybe like cloudy skies? You know, really paying attention to the visual. What sounds? So sound is another beautiful sense that we could use to experience pleasure. So, you know, sitting and listening to the ocean. Oh, delicious. Listening, I love the sound of like cicadas in summer, that the sound of the crickets kind of go at sunset. Is there certain music that you really enjoy? I'm a big music person. Music really can create a lot of pleasure in my body. Do you really well in silence? If so, like sometimes working with noise cancelling headphones can be really calming and enjoyable. I find based on what I need, I'll listen to different types of music. So lately I'm listening to like my sexy feminine playlist because I'm really like, that's just activating my body. But sometimes my body is really supported through my slow down and tune in playlist, which is like a really calming spiritual music. My body is like, ah, yes. So understand, particularly this is the whole nature of being feminine, is what is going to work for you in any moment is going to completely change all the time based on where you're at. And so we get to tailor, you know, what we're going to give to our feminine to nurture her and what's going to bring pleasure to our body based on what we're needing in any moment. What brings pleasure to your taste buds? What are the flavors that you love? Like some people love creaminess and some people love spiciness. And again, you might want different things at different times. Some people love the taste of coffee. Some people hate it. I personally am someone that finds a lot of pleasure through eating. Again, it's very taurine of me. I love creamy textures. I just love creamy textures. And I can just sit there and find so much pleasure in my body through savoring the taste of something. Smell. What smells really bring you pleasure? Again, I respond so well to smells. Like essential oils do massive things to my body and nervous system, as do candles. I respond like really distinctly to my partner's cologne. The smell of a man really impacts me. Again, the smell of the ocean, the smell of nature, like nature air, oh, like in the country, so beautiful. And smell of gum leaves or the smell of dirt. I actually really love the smell of dirt. I find it very grounding. So again, what smells bring a lot of pleasure to your body? And touch. What types of touch do you enjoy? So I'm such a sensual person, like touch. Oh, I love like a head massage, someone playing with my hair. I'm so affectionate. Like I want cuddles and kisses 24/7. I'm also big on clothing, like how clothing feels on my body really impacts how much I'm enjoying being in my body. So I have to wear fabrics and things that really suit my mood. I very often change clothes through the day based on what mood I'm in and what my feminine's needing, if she wants to feel cozy or she wants to feel powerful. You know, does your body respond to, like, do you really find a lot of pleasure in, yeah, dance or exercise or sweating it out or going to the gym or stretching, like through yoga? So I feel like this is part of the discovery process, is really paying attention to all of your senses and discovering what brings pleasure to all of them. And then I ask you in the workbook as well what your favorite sense is to experience pleasure through, which I don't think I could pick one, but I think probably touch. I mean, I like them all, to be honest. I have found that's been, for me, such a beautiful way to integrate pleasure into into kind of my daily life all the time, is knowing what each of my senses most enjoy and then setting up my environment around that. So we're going to do another little exercise, because this is, I want to get a little bit practical. Does anyone not have anything on them? I wish I could hand this around, that they could practice sensual eating with. Does anyone need to go get anything? It can be any, like you could actually sensually eat with anything, to be honest. Anything you might like to get. You can even sensually drink water. I can just see some people going to get things. Does anyone not have anything they can use? Or are you all good? Let me know. Are you good? Thumbs up if you're good.
Yes.
Good. All right. So I remember the first time I did this exercise, I was really blown away. It's really good with strawberries, because like strawberries are so beautiful, but I couldn't find any today. So I'm going to do chocolate. So go ahead and get yourself however much you want. 1 square, 3 squares, 5 squares, whatever you want. This is all about pleasure, so you have as much as you want. Mine's a bit melted. That's all right. Okay. So we're going to start with our eyes. So we're going to use all our senses. I'm going to have to try to remember what all the senses are. I always forget. But we're going to start with our eyes. And I want you just to begin to just really take it in. So use your eyes to connect with the piece of chocolate, if that's what you've got, or whatever you've got in front of you. Notice its shape. That's right. And its size. And any, mine is a little bit of a, I don't know what that is, a little imprint of something on it. Just really take in all the detail. You know, visually, there's so much detail in things that we just don't notice. I mean, when I eat chocolate, I just inhale it. I don't do this. So let's really notice our chocolate. Notice all the detailing. And just notice if it's beautiful. I mean, mine's really pretty. And maybe just touch it a little too. Just feel what the texture's like. If it's smooth, if it's got any bumps on it. Really connect with your chocolate. Mine's very smooth. All right, now we're going to have a smell. Wow, bring it up to your nose. Mine's real strong. And as you breathe it in, notice what happens to your body. Like, feel the smell land in your body. Whoa. I actually feel a lot of pleasure from that. I feel like this desire. Smells so good. Wow. Mine's melting on my fingers. Okay. Is there any other sense? We can't really hear our chocolate, can we? All right. We're going to start with just tasting it just a little bit. So I want you just to like lick it a little bit. So just lick a part of it, and you might not get much flavor, but if you do, just feel it on your tongue. And just take a little bit of time just to gently just lick it and just feel that little bit of it that goes on your tongue. And if you want to lick it in a sensual way, go ahead. I want to make it a little bit erotic. Mm. Wow. One more. Just notice how your body responds. We're going to take a tiny bite, a real small bite, and I want you just to like let it sit on your tongue for a while and let it really just gently dissolve. So just a tiny little bite. Just roll it around on your tongue. So again, feel how your body responds to it. Wow. When you want, you can have another little bite. Mine's melting everywhere. Just really gently letting it dissolve and run down the back of your throat. And if that does feel like pleasure in your body, just notice how that pleasure feels. I just like go all gooey and soft. We'll do one more little bite. I'm so present to the whole sensation. Yum. I'm going to put mine down because I need to talk. You are more than welcome. Oh, if you want to sensually lick your fingers. And feel free to finish your piece of chocolate or however much you have. You can eat it and just continue to be really present to the flavor and the sensation in your body of it. And I'm going to do one more little exercise with you. So if you want to leave your video off, you're more than welcome. We're just going to do a little bit of sensual touch because our bodies can actually be touched in the most gentle, beautiful way and feel a lot of pleasure through that. And again, pleasure isn't just a sexual thing when it comes to the body. Just touch can activate a lot of that in our bodies. So we're going to use this area, this very soft, beautiful little skin here on our arm, to just do a little bit of sensual touch exercise. And I mean, you can do this anywhere on your body, but I find this is a nice little practice point. So you can close your eyes if you like, and I want you to become aware of the sensation on the tips of your fingers and on your arm. So we're going to start just really lightly Just really lightly stroking that part of your arm, that skin. Really gently, and feel both the sensation on your fingertips and the sensation on your forearm. I'm just going to drop my arm. See if you can feel how like sensitive the skin is. Move real slow. You can even try, like I was using my thumb, you can try different fingers. Oh, that one feels nice. And see what feels the best. Again, just breathe in and really feel the sensations in your body. I find I'm more sensitive up here actually towards my elbow. Just notice the part of your arm that's the most sensitive. So I even notice, say, if I was to move up here, how does it feel different? Oh, that still feels nice. If you want to move your touch anywhere else on your body, you can do that. Can be a really like beautiful safe way to connect with the body is like through gentle touch. Ooh, I like that arm. And actually a beautiful way to find out what you like and how you like to be touched. Again, just feeling into your body. My body's feeling a lot more alive. You can also, you know, you can use your touch anywhere, like even on your chest. I quite like it. Like I'll often do the back of my hair in here. I'll often touch in there. There's a lot of little nerve endings in there and I find that real nice to touch up the back of my neck and in my hair. Some people like it kind of up here too. The final little exercise I want to do with you, and you've all got your sound off, so this is fine. It's just to do some breathing with sound. So again, anytime we're activating senses, we're just coming more into the body and more into this pleasure space. So there's two kind of spaces we can use to create sound, like with our breath. And I'll just show you. This might sound a little bit sexual, but it's not. It's just simply us using our voice to circulate energy through the body. And do you know what's interesting? I've heard a couple of teachers say this. So the throat chakra and the like sacral chakra and the yoni, your whatever, if you don't know what yoni means, kind of your vagina area, is linked. So if your throat chakra is closed, you probably have a close, like some tension. If you've got tension in your throat, you'll have tension around your yoni, your womb space, maybe some holding energy, maybe you're holding stuff in there. So as you open the throat chakra, you open the yoni. You open the cervix. Apparently, I think it's the cervix as well that's linked. Apparently the cervix and the throat, some of you might know more about this than me, but this is what I've sort of seen floating around. The cervix and the throat chakra actually look quite similar. The larynx, what am I saying, look quite similar in their structure. So actually opening the throat helps open up the cervix and the yoni area. So sound is so beautiful. for releasing energy and for creating pleasure. Sound can create a lot of pleasure in the body. So the way I like to kind of do this, like sensual breathing, and again, you modify and you play around and find what works for you, but is I'll start with breathing in, and as I breathe in, I kind of like, I'm kind of like caving in a little bit, like only just to bring myself in. You don't have to do that, but this is sort of how I do it. And as I breathe out, I open up my chest and I make a noise. So I'll be like, and as I'm making that sound, that sound's coming from up here. So can you feel the higher pitch to it? So, right up here. But if I bring the sound down into my belly, it's going to sound different. Can you feel the two different sounds? So you can use both of those to actually, they can actually be very pleasurable, but also just to move energy through the body. So hopefully no one's home where you are. If they are, you can do it another time, but just practice doing a little bit of that sound breathing and just see if you can feel the difference between ha and ha, like breathing. Right. That sounds a bit weird. You have to get to the point where you don't care what people think, right? Just and coming right from more of the belly, more of like a moan, right? And I want you to just see if you can practice a little bit of that. So, and you don't have to do your shoulders in. You don't have to do it all. I just do because I'm animated. But you can just be like, and just keep your chest open. And even some movement with that. Or this is a really nice one to do. Like I often, like if I'm leaning over and I'm just like, it's such a beautiful way to get like energy out of the body. And sound can be like, it can really activate. So you might feel a vibration up here or in your belly. Definitely up here as you're releasing that too. I can hear my neighbors outside. They're probably like, what is this chick doing? All right, let's see what else I wanted to cover with you. Okay. So we're coming towards the end and I'm going to try to be respectful of time, even though we're going a little bit over. But if any of you would like to come on and even just share anything from, any thoughts from when we were talking about the different senses, from when we did a little bit of the dance and the movement, to when we were talking, when we were doing the eating, or the sound, is there anything that anyone would feel to share from that? Any thoughts, experiences?
I feel I've been living a very one-dimensional life. as in, I feel like, again, like pleasure, like associating it with touch, but then it's actually everything else. So I've just been looking around my room where I live going, what doesn't cause me pleasure? And actually looking at your everything in your life like that is so much nicer, and associating it that, like my bookshelf for example, that was awful, but actually going to sort it out because it that doesn't give you pleasure, I think is a really nice mm-hmm. And it's actually really beautiful. And I often run around life at 200 miles an hour, and I think my words for last week were slowing down, and I think that's so right. Like I just do things so fast, I don't give my body a chance of experiencing pleasure. So that's what I've really got out of it, and just really looking at listening, taste and smell, and then really associating that with what gives me pleasure, for example.
And that's a beautiful point, the slowing down, because it's all it is the savoring that creates the pleasure. we miss it when we rush through it. But it's all there. It's just the dropping in, the slowing down, the savoring of it.
Exactly. So that's cool. Thank you.
Mm. Any other reflections?
I really resonate with what you just said there, because I am also someone who I feel like sometimes I'm a lot of my masculine, because I'm, you know, very much like I want to do a lot of things, and I think it's coming from a really good place, but sometimes I'm just go, outcome driven. And I find that I actually struggled with that pleasure, like thinking of like what you really enjoy, because I love to move my body. But I feel like sometimes it's like, I don't even, because like when you're moving, because I've got my diffuser on, I can feel it. Sorry. So I think it's actually like, it's such a great reminder to slow down and actually like think about it consciously and how we can incorporate it more and be aware of it a lot more. I really like the idea of actually setting a timer and dedicating that time to really think about how this will make you feel. I really like that. And that's something that's so, like, we can really bring with us, like, make it really like easy to incorporate into our life. So I think it's a really great reminder, but I feel like I'm very much aware of like how much I can really like delve deeper into this, because I don't know if I necessarily am doing a huge amount of it right now.
Beautiful. That's so exciting. You're like, oh my gosh, there's so many little avenues to explore here, and who knows what I'll open up.
Exactly.
Anyone else?
I found during the actual exercises themselves, and I'd love to know how, because I'm sure you came across this when you first started, I just felt so awkward. Like, you feel a little bit silly and a little bit embarrassed when you're first starting to do it. And I am very typical Leo type A personality. It's like all or nothing. So if I can't do it, like, you know, perfect, I'm like, well, what's the point? So I'm learning, obviously, in all facets of my life to scale that back. But when you're first starting and you just feel awkward and silly, how do you keep on going and not just be like, I'm not doing this, this feels stupid?
I would say bring the awkwardness with you. Mm-hmm. As part of the experience. It's only the mind that has an issue with the awkwardness.
Yeah.
Then the body's responding to the mind. So the mind goes, oh, this is a bit weird. And the body goes, oh, okay, and kind of tenses up. I'm full awkward and have been very, very awkward at times. I've never actually been able to be this comfortable on video teaching a class, to be honest. And I think it's just that leaning in. Like, isn't it with anything that makes us uncomfortable or is outside our comfort zone or we're afraid of, we lean in a little bit. And it just gets easier with practice. It becomes more familiar. And when you kind of say all or nothing, what I heard a little bit there was like almost like perfect or nothing, or get it right or nothing. Mm-hmm. But all can actually, you can channel that. You can be like, okay, let's go all in on this. Like, let's just go all in on it, even if it's awkward. And it's like, I'm going to go all in on some dancing. I'm going to go all in on just like going to pleasure town with my food. And take that full wholehearted approach to it, and now you also become aware of, okay, what's going on in my mind that is stopping me experiencing pleasure in my life. Then you get to witness it and maybe even write out the stories. Okay, what is my mind telling me? It's telling me I look silly. It's telling me this is dumb. It's telling me this is a waste of time. It's telling me I'm doing it wrong, whatever it is. And then you're like, oh, look, there's all my stories. Where else are these stories stopping me really enjoying life? So it's a beautiful way to witness them. And I would say allow the body to have whatever experience it has. So if when you're first doing it, does feel awkward, well, that's your body's experience in that moment.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Anything else? Anyone else?
I found the tasting part really interesting, because this is pretty much the first time that I feel like I'm trying to build a connection with what I eat, with something that I usually took for granted. So that's a really interesting part. And then I think this couple of exercises just remind me of a movie called Black Swan. Have you watched that movie? So it's talking about like a ballet dancer always trying to achieve the best. So all the hard movements she performs is perfect, but she always lack of emotion and feelings and awareness. So the instructor in the movie is trying to coach her. She literally just tell her to try to touch her body at home. And then also he told her something very emotional, trying to activate her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, at the end of the movie, she activates all her sense of feelings. So she just say, "This is perfect." So I'm thinking like maybe it is perfect when we actually can activate that kind of feelings, when we can connect with how we feel. Yeah, so I kind of relate to that because I can see the importance of being able to feel how we feel.
Beautiful. Could you post a link to that movie in our group?
So yeah, of course.
I'd love to see it.
Swan.
Hmm?
Black Swan, was it?
Oh, the
Black, yeah, Black Swan. Yeah, Black Swan.
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
I'm going to rewatch it this weekend.
That sounds like a good one. That sounds perfect in terms of what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. All right, I'm just going to do the final little part of our class because you guys are all doing so well to be here with me for this long. Let me spotlight myself. Why won't it let me do that? Okay, and I'm going to, where am I? Okay. So the final few things, I mean, I was going to talk a little bit about slowing down, but you guys all brought that up and nailed that really well, which is, slowing down is so beautiful for our feminine, slowing down everything. This is something I find really hard to do, but when I do it, it amazes me how much more feminine I feel just simply by slowing down the way that I brush my hair. I mean, I do everything, probably like most of you as well, really rush. I'm like, rah, 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 get the hair done, put the makeup on, go make dinner, rah, 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 go make food, get to work. But when we actually am like, I'm going to see if I can find pleasure in everything I do. And I'm going to bring like a slow, sensual, feminine approach to everything I do. Maybe you can't do it every day if you're getting ready to go for work, but working from home helps. slow down the way you wash and shower your body. And actually maybe get really present to your body and how it feels to wash each part of your body. Slow down the way you put on your makeup or the way you wash your face. Or you can maybe even sort of look at one to two things a day that you're going to practice just slowing that down a little bit and savoring it. Could even be one meal a day. You sit with it and you're like, I'm going to eat this with presence and to savor every mouthful and to experience as much pleasure in this as I can. So you can sort of pick a few little things to practice that in. The one that always seems to work well for me, and we're all different, but I work really well with a body massage after I have a bath or a shower, and I'll just put down a towel on the carpet and I'll sit in front of the mirror and just my undies and use like a body oil or coconut oil and start at my toes and just massage my whole body and really just with the intention to connect and to look at my body and to see her, even all the parts I don't like, and to touch and to, to like fully be with my whole body through touch. That really slows me down and connects me. I'm not going to get too much into this, but I mean, one element of sensuality is obviously our sexuality, and we all feel different about that. So that doesn't need to be something that we open up a conversation around, but I would say to you, depending on where you're at around it, I've personally found that exploring a self-pleasure practice in my own body has really helped with allowing myself to feel pleasure, with deepening the levels of pleasure I can feel in my own body, with feeling a greater connection to myself, with feeling more feminine, and with learning how to almost like that give and receive with your own self, giving to yourself and receiving from yourself. In terms of self-pleasure, and I know we all probably are on different places around this, but there's a lot of women out there who are selling and promoting using crystal wands. So it's a wand that's made out of like that kind of shape, made out of a crystal. You can get ones that are jade or amethyst. or rose quartz. I can post in the group, but I might have put them in your resource list actually. The Yoni Pleasure Palace is a great one. My friend Rosie Rees runs that. And Juliet Allen as well. I think I've put them in the resource list. And they're beautiful because they obviously are crystal. So they feel aligned. You know, it's not like plastic or anything. And they're a beautiful way to explore your own body and your own sexuality and your own pleasure in a really beautiful, you know, we can even call it a spiritual way. And also even just something that I've been exploring is, again, just with coconut oil, just touching your body and actually learning different forms of touch that feel good to you. Now, depending where you're at, again, you might just lean into the places where it feels like your edge and this is new or uncomfortable or whatever it is, or you might full be on self-pleasure town. I don't know. You don't need to let me know. using coconut oil to, or just even touch, to notice what feels good to you. What feels good to touch your body in different places and what activates pleasure for you is a really beautiful, I mean, nothing brings me more into my feminine than that personally. And again, if it's something for a long, you know, for a while, that was something that was very uncomfortable to me. And I remember when I started with that, I felt a lot of shame and I felt a lot of discomfort. And I just let that be there. I was like, okay, this is going to be here with me today. And I'm just going to breathe through that. And I'm just going to keep leaning in. And I'm just going to keep taking baby steps. And this is my body. And I have every right to explore it in whatever way I want to. But if that comes up as a, you know, an area that anyone wants to talk about, I can offer more support on that. But that's just something that I would love to encourage you to explore if you're not already. And then the final little piece here, is that I want to touch on play, and this is just one of the elements of stuff that I want to talk about, because so often as adults we're like, how do I practice play? Like I thought that a few years ago. I was like, how do I practice play as an adult? I don't get it. I had a reading with an incredible energy healer about a little over a year ago, and she said to me, this is before last year, she said, Connie, your word of 2019 has to be play. And I'm like, play? Like, it's so unproductive. Like, what the heck? You know, I just didn't like that word at all. But what I've realized is playfulness is an energy. It's not just about playing like with toys or playing like a kid. Playfulness is like a sense of lightheartedness, you know? And what I try to do is catch myself when I'm getting very serious, because I do it a lot. I get very serious about things and I frown and I'm very rigid and I'm very serious. And I try to just bring more of that lightheartedness, you know, where you even just can bring a smile to your face and take something not so seriously, take something not so personally. Choose to look at something through, like, choose to laugh about something. That's a big, laughter is a massive way we tap into play. Anything that makes you laugh. I also remember for a lot of last year, I was working through different anxieties. I was in a new relationship at the time and I was getting a lot of anxiety. So I started watching Ricky Gervais. He has a show on Netflix, Humanity, stand up of him. I watched that thing like 10 times and I would get in the bath. This was my like play thing. I'd get in the bath and I'd have a little bit of organic wine and I'd watch Ricky Gervais and I would wet myself laughing. And whenever I was feeling anxious in my relationship, I did that. And it just helped lighten my energy. I was like, Connie, why are you so worried? Like, just lighten up. Like, life is here to be enjoyed. Just have some fun. And I would just laugh over this comedy thing. I think anything, you know, children make us laugh. Animals make us laugh. Funny comedy shows make us laugh. Since we have great friends that make us laugh. Bringing that, like, laughter and lightheartedness is so important. Particularly if you want to call in a relationship. I honestly think being able to tap into lightheartedness, allowing myself to be silly, to be messy sometimes, to be imperfect, really helped me call in a partner. Because even when I was dating, I was always so serious. It was like, are you the right man for me? And do you tick my boxes? And are you my soulmate? And are we going to get married and have children? And it just wasn't attractive. Even if I didn't say that out loud, it was all in my energy. So for me personally, it was when I started tapping into play, I started bringing in things outside of work. Even dance is a great way to connect with play. Doing pole dancing was very playful. I know some of you are signing up to different dance classes, which you can't do right now, but yeah, putting on music and just dancing silly is a beautiful way to tap into play. And play makes us magnetic. I mean, have you not ever seen a kid, like when they're playing and they're laughing and they're just so radiant, like that energy is very, very attractive. So, you know, play can also be like, you know, painting and drawing and doing colouring in and making things and cooking in a playful way, like letting things be messy and just experimenting. You know, I've really had to stretch into that space and it's been a bit of a challenge for me. But even just, yeah, the laughter is a beautiful way to raise your vibration and keep you feeling very lighthearted and in that energy of play. And, yeah, I think I'm going to leave it there because I'm mindful of the time. But you guys, you women are beautiful. Thank you for being here with me through that whole thing. Let me take myself off spotlight. Let's just go around and give me a word. How are you feeling as we're wrapping up the session today? Whoever wants to go, can go. Natalie?
Okay. I feel really like inspired to make some changes. Like I feel I've learned a lot and I feel like I'm aware of things where I definitely can incorporate more pleasure. So, oh, sorry, I've done a sentence. I feel like inspired.
No, you can explain all you want. I'm really glad. And yeah, I'm excited to hear what unfolds through this kind of experimenting and playing with the idea of pleasure. Beautiful. Who else would like to share how they're feeling?
I feel, sorry, am I interrupting anyone?
Off you go.
Yeah. I feel really new. I think this is the first time, I think probably the first step of me trying to uncover and unfold the feelings that has been hidden for a while because of the masculine energy. So I think, yeah, I think this is the first day of me trying to discover that part of myself. And I feel like I have a lot of potential to be, to be feel a bit more, to be more playful. And then, yeah, I just need to find like a balance between like the masculine and feminine.
Yeah, beautiful. Yep. And there's no perfect balance there. You just feel your way through it and it's about listening to what you need and following that. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that you're feeling like there's this new energy. That's really exciting. Charlotte?
I actually feel really calm, which is really nice. So I guess calm and then empowered and also just excited because I think especially at the moment with I'm working from home, just having that time where I'm doing the things I need to do, but then spending the rest of the time, like spending dedicated time every day to really make sure I'm really feeling and you're experiencing pleasure. So now I'm excited.
Yeah, actually coronavirus is giving us a beautiful opportunity to explore our pleasure. Thank you. Sarah, how are you feeling, love?
I feel good. I feel as though I have like clarity as what I would like to implement, like how that's going to look and kind of what Charlotte touched on before as well. Like I'm looking around my apartment, I'm like, oh, because it's like things that are beautifully aesthetic is quite important to me. And just, and I think also I posted in the group, my apartment's just a mess at the moment. And it's like, it's actually very, very important for me to have a clean apartment, how much it affects me when it is a bit messy, and how it is very much like a sacred space for me. Yeah. So yeah, feeling like I've got clarity around what I do want to implement.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, let's make the next 2 weeks a beautiful discovery journey and of pleasure, of uncovering what feels good and trying different things, and come and keep sharing in the group and let us all know what you discover. But thank you, ladies. Thank you for joining in on all the fun little activities. And I'll see you next time. I'll let you enjoy your evenings. Stay safe and stay healthy, okay?
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.